On to Tech with Toby this evening. Toby Shapshak is the publisher of Stuff magazine. These smart bands, are these things that sort of look like little rubber bands that not watches, but they what monitor your every thought and every desire, Toby? What are these smart bands exactly?
Well, I don't know about my thoughts or my desires, Bruce, but they certainly monitor my steps. Like everyone else, you know, who's on discovery, I like to do my 10,000 steps a day, you know, for my health purposes, not for anything else, obviously. So I already wear an Apple Watch, and I've been experimenting with a variety of these Fitbit bands. I've tried the Huawei Band 6. This is the Xiaomi Smart Band 6. There's also the Honor, which is a sub-brand of Huawei Band 6. So 6 is the number for the bands right now. I could probably make a pretty sad joke about 666 there.
No, please don't.
But it's, you know, I was walking through Amsterdam, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, and I walked past a house that had a very prominent sign that said 667. So I took a photograph and I emailed it to a friend and went, the neighbor of the beast.
Oh, I laughed at his joke and then he disappeared. Toby, you with us? No, Toby disappeared. I tell you what, we'll get back. You're back now. You started making jokes about the beast and you got cut off. I think we should stop there and move on to this nano espresso machine. This tiny little, is one of these dreadful little handheld espresso machines. I saw a friend of mine wrestling with one at a weekend away recently, and I just wondered what the point was. You've got to be blimmin' desperate to get a cup of coffee out of one of those, unless this one's better.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking for a good reason to. It's called a Wake Coco Nano Express Portable Espresso Maker. It costs 1,500 rand. You can get it from Takealot. I don't know, Bruce. I don't know what it is, but I have this, like, obsession with finding a really decent coffee maker. You know, we had one for a while in staff offices. I remember Craig Wilson, when he was the editor, you had to wind it and create pressure, and then there was another one you put in a booth. It just seems like the kind of the edge of camping chic, right? You know, like camping, glam camping. Not that I do much camping at the moment. My son's 4, but I'm sure we will soon. But nonetheless, when the time comes for us to go camping and me to have a portable coffee maker, I will have one. Not that I'm actually a big coffee drinker, it has to be said, but it just seems like one of those completely and utterly superfluous things that every man should own, Bruce. You know, like okay. A pair of Feldspoon.
I've got the Feldspoon. Maybe the portable. Actually, no, I'll just give up on coffee until I come back. Just be grumpy instead. Now, there's a Samsung Galaxy A32. What is this thing? Is it a camera? Is it a computer? Is it a phone? What is it?
It's interesting, isn't it? So now I'm very interested in what's kind of called the middle of the range, the middle of the market, the mid-range to low-end devices. And the reason is because I think that's where most people are going to be able to afford it. Somewhere between 2,000 Rand and 5,000 Rand is what the vast majority of people are going to be spending. So I look at these category of phones, and I have to say Samsung's done a brilliant job with this Galaxy A32. It's got a 6.4-inch screen, right? So that's the same size screen as the iPhone 12 Pro I'm speaking to you on at the moment. It's got an AM OLED screen, which is better than the one I have, and it refreshes at 90 hertz. You and I would not know that, but your teenage sons will know everything about the refresh rate of screens, because it's very important for gamers. The better and faster the refresh rate, the better and smoother the video of the game. Why? Because people play games on their mobile phones. Now, the reason I heard you ask, is it a camera? Because it's the primary sensor at the back is 64 megapixels. It's got an 8 megapixel ultra wide, wide angle lens, a 5 megapixel macro lens, and then a 5 megapixel portrait lens. That's just on the back. And on the front, the selfie camera is a 20 megapixel camera. So now, This is just a brilliant photographic device with decent memory. Samsung very cleverly, you could put in an SD card so you can boost your memory. And you're getting a really great, and of course, the screen quality. Samsung makes these devices themselves. So I just think it's a really good quality phone with the Samsung brand for R4,500. I think it's a really good buy. And I think Samsung has done well with this Galaxy A range.
Is astonishing. It really is astonishing. Thank you for that, Toby. I mean, that is very useful for anybody who's wanting to a so-called upgrade. I found the other day a Sony Ericsson phone. A Sony Ericsson phone.
Yes.
I think it was a 3-megapixel camera, and that was phenomenal.
I know. I remember. I mean, if you don't want to do anything with it, I have an archive of these old devices, and I go through them just like you did, and I marvel at what was once considered cutting edge, you know, and a couple of years later is just, you know, like, can you believe it? 3 megapixels. I mean, I remember having a conversation with an executive.
Let's save the memories for next week, Toby. I love your memories, but just not right now. Toby Shapshak, Tech with Toby on a Monday night. Thank you, Toby.